Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 58 of Beyond the Supernatural. I hate page 58. Spoilers. I do not like page 58. I resent page 58. Page 58 is, granted, the beginning of a wonderful new character class, the Nega Psychic, but we're really going to get into the Nega Psychic tomorrow. All we get on this page for the Nega Psychic is the opening quote and the very beginning of a description of this character's wonderful premise that extends through all of next page. So we're talking about it then. But that's the problem, because other than that, all we have on this page is character creation basics for the latent psychic character class. Now, I could recap who the latent psychic is, but for today's purposes, it doesn't matter, because this page has basically nothing to do with psychic powers. It's about all of the usual bullshit that comes at the end of a character class in this game: housing costs, mundane equipment, recaps of well-established rules that apply just the same to everyone. Almost, but not quite, half of this page is just cut and pasted from elsewhere. And here's the thing. I got this book, as I mentioned days ago, that I'm going to whip out and podcast about on days when over half of the material on a page is old material that we've covered either in this book or in previous seasons. I'm dying to do it. I'm waiting to do it. I'm begging to do it, but I'm not doing it today because it's too hard to determine if half of the material on this page is old. First of all, even copied and pasted text has a different meaning in the context of this character class, right? The fact that this character, quote, needs a 12 or higher to save versus psychic attacks, that doesn't mean the same as the same verbiage appearing in another class. Secondly, everything is remixed in the bizarre way that Palladium has chosen to do in this book, where everybody has very similar equipment lists, but not exactly the same. So it's the same items, but in a slightly different assortment, a slightly different order, which makes it hard and boring work to go through the book, seeking out exactly how much of this material comes from elsewhere, since it's not verbatim the same. And also a lot of these sections reference back to the outlook that we've talked about over the past few days. Your ISP, your psychic abilities vary by outlook. So despite the fact that there's basically no new substance to talk about on this page, the actual words on the page are not half copied and pasted. And so I went fucking nuts. I don't know what else to tell you. I had to find something to do on this page of basically no new material, except for what we're going to talk about tomorrow. And so I read this page, and I reread this page, and I reread this page, and I was looking for anything here that is new or unusual in any way. And it's tough. Regaining ISP through meditation, same as everybody else. Alignment, same as everybody else. Attributes, same as everybody else. Close to the supernatural, like most other character classes. Occupation, can pick any occupation like most everybody else. Equipment, cable or satellite, TV and VCR, DVD player, back home, blah, 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 blah. Same, 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 same. And finally, I hit on something, and here's what we're doing today. You have no say in it. And in a sense, I have no say in it. I am a slave to the format. Here's what we're doing today. We're going to talk about hats. Not because I want to, not because I'm interested in hats or the lack thereof, but because on a page that gives us basically no new information about anything, the only tidbit of content I can pick out here, the only thing I can find important enough for the author to raise a red flag about it on this page, is that the latent psychic has a slightly different headwear option from other character classes. So you know what? Let's go on a journey, you and I, whether we like it or not, through Beyond the Supernatural to sort the psychic character classes into headwear tiers. Let's lay down some ground rules. You gotta have ground rules. I mean, look, let's take this seriously. All right, we're doing this. Let's do it right. In Beyond the Supernatural, every character class has an extensive equipment list full of mundane bullshit. As we've discussed, virtually everyone has both a small flashlight and a large flashlight. And this level of detail goes all the way down to describing what kinds of clothes every character owns. Sometimes items are listed as optional, which means to me that if they're not listed as optional, the character definitely has them, like all the crucifixes that a Muslim ghost hunter carries for no reason. Furthermore, you get into this level of detail, it becomes clear to me that if an item is listed for some characters and not for others, by implication, the characters for whom it is not listed don't have it. So some characters in this game get a duffel bag. Other characters do not. What I infer that to mean is that if you don't have a duffel bag listed in your equipment section, you don't have a duffel bag. Given those ground rules, it becomes possible and indeed incumbent upon me as a podcaster to rate all of the psychic character classes in Beyond the Supernatural from top tier to bottom tier in terms of their headwear and headcare options. So let's get started. Number one, with a bullet, God tier headcare, the autistic psychic savant. You maybe wouldn't expect it for a character who is characterized as buttoning his cardigan wrong, but what we find is that the autistic psychic savant possesses a, quote, cap or hat, so you get your option of headwear depending on your vision for the character. This is, ironically, the only role-playing choice you get to make about the autistic psychic savant, what kind of hat or cap they wear. And this is vital. The autistic psychic savant is unique in the game in owning a comb. They've got a comb in the equipment list. No one else does. This character has a comb. And by implication, no one else has a comb. I can't overstate the importance this lends to hats. In a world with no combs, the hatted man is king. So as we move forward through the list, I need you to understand that if I say a character has no hat, they also have no comb, which means the hair underneath is wild and unruly, unattractive. This could have monster hunting implications. Imagine Sam and Dean Winchester going to interview witnesses with their hair sloppy and uncombed. Would they still be incredibly hot? Yes, but you're not Sam and Dean Winchester. You're a bunch of fucking weirdos. Anyway, the autistic psychic savant is alone at the top tier, the god tier of headcare. Moving on to the next tier, we move on to the silver tier, or flex tier. At this tier, we have characters who can have any kind of hat. We have the diviner with, quote, some kind of hat or cap. Once again, there's that language, a hat or a cap. Is cap not a subset of hat? I don't know. Look, that's beyond the scope of this podcast. You go listen to Mega Haberdashery Cast for that shit. As far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to take the game's word for this, that there are hats and there are caps and the diviner can have either one. Just below that, silver tier, sub-tier B, we've got the Nega Psychic, whom we're about to talk about. The Nega Psychic has a, quote, hat. Simple as that. Nothing fancy about it. A simple, pragmatic option in keeping with the Nega Psychic's pragmatic attitude. There's some deep role-playing stuff going on here, so do pay attention. As we know, Palladium never uses language thoughtlessly. They say the Nega Psychic has a, quote, hat, and that's exactly what they mean. Next tier down, and this is where the current character class, the Latent Psychic, comes in. We got your regular Joes and Janes. By the way, I am looking for a gender-neutral name that starts with J to improve the inclusiveness of my cliches. Please do at me with suggestions. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter. These are characters who specifically have a baseball cap. And once again, character building. This is role-playing stuff. When the author gives a character class a baseball cap specifically, this is enforcing regular Joe slash Jane energy. You're not some hoity-toity parapsychologist. You're not some kind of weird farmer-turned-demon sniffer like the Diviner. You're just a regular person, possibly a trucker, and you kind of got roped into all this supernatural business. The Latent Psychic has a baseball cap and no comb. Likewise, the Ordinary Person psychic character class, which we'll get to later. The Psy Mechanic, who's kind of a grease monkey, baseball cap. And the Physical Psychic also has a baseball cap. This one's kind of weird because some physical psychics are athletes, and so it makes sense. Like if you're a baseball player, you'd have a baseball cap. But it's somewhat of a confusing class, and some of them appear to be like yogis, kind of mind over matter types. And baseball cap doesn't seem quite right for that. I think I would only take so advanced a yoga class from a person in a baseball cap. Although, you know what? Now that I think about it, a transcendent yogi might enjoy baseball. It's a physical pursuit, kind of serene, requires a lot of patience, God knows. I know I can't sit through a baseball game because I lack the enlightened will. So that completes your regular Joe or Jane tier. The next tier down, there's only one character class in it, and this is Nit tier. Not to be confused with Shit tier, Nit tier. The only character on this tier is the Ghost Hunter, who has a, quote, pullover knit cap of some kind. I appreciate a lot of things about this. First of all, I appreciate that the author apparently felt that pullover knit cap was not specific enough and needed to specify that you have your full and open selection of pullover knit caps. A pullover knit cap of some kind. Go crazy. Look, we're not here to run your game for you. We're not here to dictate your character. Based on who they are as an individual, they may be wearing any kind of pullover knit cap. But despite the generous flexibility, I place knit tier below regular Joe slash Jane tier. And I'll tell you why. The knit cap, not to besmirch it too much, I'm a knit cap person myself. I don't often wear a hat, but when I do, it's going to be a knit cap. Well, I guess maybe a cap is not exactly a hat. TBD. Mega Haberdashery Cast, coming in 2021. But you've got disadvantages with your knit cap. It gets wet in the rain. No brim to keep the sun out of your eyes. You can't tip it down to cover up your face when someone is after you, so you can be inconspicuous. I mean, you could pull it down all the way over your face, but you're more likely to draw attention than anything else. you know, if federal agents are scanning a crowd looking for the ghost hunter who's on the run, they're going to be like, which of these people is trying to evade the law? Could it be the guy who's wearing his knit cap down around his face like fucking dumb Donald from the Cosby Kids? So the knit cap is no good for disguise or being inconspicuous. And as far as I'm concerned, this conveys very little about the ghost hunter's character. You may object, well, the ghost hunter, as illustrated, is bald. The shaved head will probably be a common look for ghost hunters, and knit caps keep your head warm. Hey, look, you're right about that. You don't need to tell me. I've got no hair and I live in Portland. I think I know a fucking thing or two about knit caps keeping your head warm. But the problem is, you may not have a bald head as a ghost hunter. The ghost hunter, just as they have available to them a wide spectrum of pullover knit caps, they could be based on a wide variety of different iterations of Blade. You might have Wesley Snipes hair. You might have an afro. Can you wear a knit cap over an afro? Don't ask me. This is a thing I don't know a fucking thing or two about. You may also at me your pictures of you with an afro in a knit cap. But overall, my judgment is the knit cap is a low-tier headwear option that expresses nothing in particular about the ghost hunter character. That's why I place this below the regular Joe slash Jane tier. Thanks for asking. I'm glad you gave me a chance to explain it. Just below knit tier, we've got the indoor kid tier. Many of you who, like me, grew up in the 90s will be familiar with indoor kids. This is the personality type where you prefer not to go out and do things or make friends, but you would rather just watch television. When you're an indoor kid, you don't really need a hat. And that's the case for two character classes, the parapsychologist and the psychic sensitive. These two characters have no hat, they have no comb, their head's a wreck, but these are the two and only two character classes in the game specified to have TiVo. So you have no hat, your hair looks bad, but on the upside, you don't need friends, you can stay home and watch your favorite shows whenever you want. Keep in mind, Netflix didn't get into streaming media until 2010. So if you pick up your Beyond the Supernatural campaign in 2005, that's 5 years before you can just plop yourself down on the couch and watch whatever you want on Netflix. If you want to watch TV, that's really coming through broadcast and cable. And if you want to live in modern luxury and watch TV whenever you want, you need TiVo. And only these two characters have it. Remember, by implication, no one else has TiVo. Only the parapsychologist and the psychic sensitive. Now, don't get me wrong, these two characters are not equivalent. There are sub-tiers. At the lower sub-tier, you've got the parapsychologist, who is specified to have TiVo only at the office. This means you do need to go to work and hang out with anyone else who works in your parapsychology office. I don't know how parapsychology works, but you have to be with coworkers at work, ready to answer the phone at a moment's notice while you're trying to watch TV. Now, granted, you have TiVo, so you can pause TV, even live TV, but nonetheless, you can't fully chill out, and you are out in a at least semi-public place with no hat and your hair uncombed. If you're a psychic sensitive, you are specified to have TiVo both at home and at the office. You could start watching live TV at home, go to work if you must, then use your TiVo at the office to go back and finish the show that you were watching before you left home. This is true luxury. This is a level of futuristic television watching that's 5 years ahead of the general population. So despite the fact that your head is exposed to the elements and you look like you just stepped out of a wind tunnel, nonetheless, you're living a pretty sweet life for an indoor kid. This is lower tier than all of the hat-having classes, but the consolation of TiVo, I think, is meaningful. Next up, we have the penultimate tier of headwear and headcare. These are the Thunderdomes. No hat, no comb, no TiVo. These characters are out in the world with nothing but anarchy up top, and they don't give a fuck. The Firewalker, bringing that chaotic energy to headwear and headcare as to everything in life. The Genius character class, like Einstein before you. No hat, no comb. You're focused on higher things. And the psychic medium. No hat, no comb. Arguably a benefit when you're trying to offer your professional services as a psychic medium. Because speaking for myself, if you don't look like you haven't slept in a few nights, I don't believe you see ghosts. Despite the possible role-playing benefits and pragmatic applications of having messy, uncovered heads for these characters, what we're doing right now is headwear and headcare tiers, independent of other considerations. Naturally, then, these three classes, the Thunderdomes, rate very low. However, they are not at the very lowest tier. The lowest tier, the WTF tier. This is a level of headwear and headcare I would characterize as irresponsible. And the only character here is the Psychic Healer. In the Psychic Healer's list of apparel in their equipment section, they are listed as having a heavy coat, but they have no hat of any kind and no comb. But more importantly, these are medical professionals, or amateur medical professionals, healers, who have a heavy coat, which means they're aware of the existence of, like, bad weather and winter, and they're prepared for it, except up top, where despite having a coat that can stand up to winter in Washington, D.C. or New York City, they've got nothing. Nothing on their head, hair uncombed, and they should know better because they're a doctor or a nurse or an amateur unregistered wellness advisor. Don't they know they're going to catch cold? Or don't they even care? Maybe they've got a martyr complex. Who knows? You can make this a role-playing thing. But on a pure pragmatic level, for a doctor or nurse or ill-trained medical guru to go out into the winter weather with a big thick fucking wool coat and a bare head, it's suboptimal. There, I said it. So the psychic healer, alone in the WTF tier, the very bottom of the barrel in terms of headwear and headcare, is that the dumbest thing on this page? No, obviously not. Number one, it's not on this page. And number two, who gives a fuck? It's hats. The dumbest thing on this page is that we're talking about hats. Because as we have mentioned, I think in every class so far, except maybe the Autistic Psychic Savant, where God knows we had some other things to discuss, every character class ends with a page that gives us basically a whole page full of information no one cares about. The fact that every character in this game has their hat specified is the dumbest thing on this page. And this page, where the latent psychic is assigned specifically a baseball cap, is just sort of the most convenient place to mention it. However, after this one day in the doldrums, goddamn, do we have some interesting stuff to get into tomorrow. So join me then as we discuss the Nega Psychic PCC on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.